Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to take a look at some beautiful passages the church gives us again today in the daily readings. Today, we're celebrating the memorial of St. Charles Borromeo, another one of the great saints. It's been a week beginning with All Saints Day. At the beginning of the week, we've been really talking about the call that everyone baptized into Christ is called to become a saint. And boy, it's really important for us, especially in discouraging and difficult times like this, to understand that this call is real, and this call God wants to give you and me all the grace we need to fulfill that call in our lives. And it's times like this people can give up or just plateau or say it's never going to work for me, or I don't experience that grace. And we lose, can lose a thirst for it, lose hunger for it. And that's a sign, a spiritual sign, something's going wrong that we need to pay attention to. And one of the things we need to do is make a decision to not give in to discouragement. St. Ignatius, a friend of mine at a men's group meeting this morning, reminded us to say, look, this exhortation from St. Ignatius is an important one, to say, discouragement is never from the Lord. So therefore, resist it. You have to make a decision to say, I'm not going to give in to discouragement, and start confessing the promises of God, the truth of God. It's not just a mind game. It's aligning your mind, renewing your mind, because you can see in a fallen world, we can get drawn into the wrong view of who we are, the wrong view of who we are in Christ. We start believing lies. We start to follow a narrative that's from the enemy. It's not God's storyline for us. We need to walk in the superior storyline that faith, hope, and love help us lay hold of. As we walk in faith, hope, and love. That's why the devil wants to undercut hope. And he undercuts faith, which feeds hope, by denying the truth of the Word of God, by having just all kinds of ways he tries to attack these things, these gifts we have, these spiritual gifts that God has given to us, these virtues. And we can end up abandoning those, and we have to look at the lives of the saints and how much they leaned on it. They said, this is where the power is. This is where the resources are for us to be able to withstand and endure patiently whatever comes against us. So Romans 14, first reading today, says, brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So who's Paul speaking to here? He's talking to believers, disciples. And disciples, as we talked about yesterday and earlier in the week, are people who are on the road to sanctity. We're saying yes to the call to be saints. We're yielding our lives, putting first things first. And we no longer live for ourselves. I'm not living just for myself, for my glory, for my happiness. But instead, my life is no longer my own. Something has happened in that invitation from the Lord to come after him, to follow him. And as we talked about yesterday, Jesus sets down terms of discipleship, the terms of the relationship that we're entering into, because he's all in. The invitation to come follow him, Jesus is in completely, heart, soul, mind, and strength. He says in John 15, as the Father loves me, so I love you. He loves you 24/7, 365. He knows your weak frame and my weak frame, and he loves us, and he's completely committed to leading us into the complete fulfillment of our lives in this world and in the next. And he reminds us, John the Apostle reminds us in the words of Jesus, in John 17, Jesus says, the Father loves us the way the Father loves the Son. And so Jesus, when you become a disciple, you enter into that relationship of love. And what it requires is a realignment of our mind and heart, our priorities, what we put first, and we put God and God's will first. Because remember, never forget, kingdom love is expressed in relationship to God through obedience, humility, human pride gets humbled, and we find that narrow way, and we come to the Father through obedience to the Son, who reveals to us the will of the Father. So here's what Paul is saying. This is what it means. I'm not living for myself anymore. He said, for if we live, we live to the Lord. So in this life, I'm still living in this life. And what am I living it for? I'm living it for the Lord. And every part of my life, in my marriage, my family, circle of friends, work, vocation, whatever it is, I do all things for Him. I want to make it my aim to please the Lord in every situation He's put me in. I fall short, I'm weak, and that's just part of the journey. But being clear about what is expected of us as disciples in terms of worldview, orientation, and focus. He goes on, so then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. When we become followers of Jesus, we put the moment and the rest of our lives in His hands. That's why Paul will say in Galatians, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. That is, I believe His words, I believe He is who He says He is, and the second part of belief, faith, is I trust Him completely. And now what He says about me, what He says about the world, what He says about my neighbor, that's what I believe, and I'm going to trust it. He's utterly trustworthy. And now I've become His servant. And that's not a groveling punishment or something. You know, it's to become a servant of the Lord is the highest dignity. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, if you want to be a leader, you got to become the servant of all. And I can become the servant of all because that's what the Master was. That's what the Master did. And He gives me the heart, the confidence, the strength to subdue the flesh in me that says, no, 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 I'm first. Others should serve me. And we think that's the way to fulfillment and happiness. Jesus saying, no, it's a dead end. If you put yourself first, you're going to end up with all those who die in that condition under the dominion and domination of Satan. He goes on, for this is why Christ died and came to life. Listen closely to this, friends. Why did Christ die and come to life again? That He might be Lord of both the dead and of the living. Why did Jesus die on a cross? Why was He raised from the dead? It's very simple. That He might be Lord. Lord of all. King of kings. He's been highly exalted. Everything was made through Him. Everything was made for Him. You were made for Him. He wasn't made for you or me. Let me read that again. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that He might be Lord of both the dead and the living. This is something every one of us as followers of Jesus has to come to terms with and again and have to come back to it again and again. What does it mean that He's Lord? Number one, I'm following Him. All authority in heaven and earth belongs to Jesus. Jesus is bringing about the new creation. It's founded in Him. I now live for Him. I'm His servant, and gladly so. He's my Lord. He loves me. But now I make it my aim to please Him. That's the most helpful way for me to see it myself, in using Paul's words. Now that I've come to know Him as Lord, I want to line up with this Lord, this King of all kings and Lord of all lords, who's bringing about the new creation. And I want to be a part of that eternal future. And I want to make a contribution to it. I want to do what God wants me to do. And when I fall short, I know He's full of mercy. And He forgives me and He brings me right back in. So it's important to be able to ask the Lord, to say to Jesus, Jesus, I'm so happy in through baptism and this new life, this gift of new life, that You've brought me into a relationship with You, and I acknowledge Your lordship over my life. I'm not the Lord of my life. I'm not the Lord of the manor. It's not all about me. It's about You, Lord. and your purposes. You are the treasure that my heart desires. And I didn't even know that. For so long, I didn't know that. But now I know it. You are my destiny. Jesus, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, be Lord of my life. I welcome that relationship. And so, friends, we walk in that. Paul goes on, he says, why then do you judge your brother or sister? Or you, why do you look down on your brother or sister? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. Don't judge your brother and sister. Love your brother and sister. Have the heart of Jesus for them. That's where he's leading us. That's why the first and second commandment are yoked together. Yes, God first, love of God first. And from that, from a heart that's tenderized by the love of God, that's living in the favor of God, that's received the forgiveness and tender mercy of God, and has come into the awareness of a new creation and the treasure that was hid in the field, I now possess this treasure. It's from that posture that I begin to see my neighbor differently. There's not one human being on the planet that is my enemy. Jesus from the cross looked at those who crucified him and mocked him and spit on him. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And we can look at people who are disrupting our lives, acting badly, seeking to harm us. And we say, wait a minute, they know exactly what they're doing. Well, yes and no. They're intending that evil, but they don't know who you are. They don't know who God is. They don't know who they are. And this is who God has come to save. And it's important that we have that freedom in the Lord so that we don't look at those who harm us as our enemy. And Jesus has this super high bar that says, you know, love those who hate you and pray for those who persecute you. Wow, it's hard to even love those who love me, you know what I mean? Because of my own weaknesses, because of my own self-centeredness. But this is what the Lord wants to work in us. And it's there for us if we live under his lordship and we receive what he wants to give us and we're seeking to please him first. And he said, now stop judging your brother. They're going to appear before the judgment seat of God, as are you. Then Paul says, it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bend before me and every tongue shall give praise to God. It's from the Old Testament, from the Psalms. And of course, in Philippians chapter 2, you know, it says that beautiful hymn, that Jesus humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, death on a cross. And then it says, you know, therefore, because of that act of love that saves us, therefore, God the Father has highly exalted Jesus and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is what's going to happen in his final return. The kingdom of God is ruled over by the King, the Lord. The church is that body on the earth of weak and broken people who've come into this reality, and we exalt the King. We exalt the Lord. We make it our aim to please him. We're gladly bending the knee now in freedom to our God, to the Lord, loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then obeying him as he teaches us how to love our neighbor. To come outside ourselves, to humble ourselves, and to not judge our neighbor, but to love our neighbor. God bless you. Have a great day, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.